弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刘长老，神祝福你。
God bless you, Elder Liu.
范长老，神也祝福你。
God bless you, Elder Fan.
今天外面下雨。
So it's raining outside.
也蛮冷的。
It's kind of cold.
天气变化很大。
Big change in weather.
这个世上只有变不变以外，什么都在变。
The only thing that remains the same is change. Everything else is changing.
我们基督徒认为呢，除了神和神的话不变以外。
But for Christians, we believe that except for God and God's word is unchanging.
都在变。
Everything else is changing.
包括我们基督徒也在变。
Including ourselves, Christians.
万物都在变。
Everything is changing.
那我们如何来面对呢？
The how do we deal with this?
我们如何来应付呢？
How do we counter it?
变是无可奈何的。
So change is inevitable.
是变好呢，还是变坏呢？
But the question is, you change for good or change for worse?
我们是按照世界而变呢，还是按照神的话来变呢？
Are you changing according to the world, or are you changing for God's will?
不要的。我们大家来念经两节。我们大家一起，就请这个 Frank 来念英文，中文不念了。
Okay, I will read English, and we will skip the Chinese. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That is, by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们大家低头做个祷告。
Let's pray. Let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，
Lord,
是你的大爱和圣灵的带领，让我们今天能够来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
It is your big love and your Holy Spirit that guide us so that we can all be here to worship you.
我们献向你献上感恩和赞美。
We give you our thanks and praise.
主啊，我们愿意安静在你的面前。
Lord, we are so willing to quiet down before you.
等候你的旨意，等候你的话语来带领我们。
We wait for your will and your word to lead us.
你知道我们的心思意念。
Lord, God, you know our hearts, our thoughts.
你必按你的旨意来成全我们。
And you will fulfill us by your will.
我们把内陆家庭教会交托在主的手中。
We lift up CCIV in your hands.
我们把刘长老、范长老交托在你们的手、你的手中。
And we put Elder Liu and Elder Fan in your hand.
我们把教会的执事、同工和弟兄姐妹也交托在主的手中。
We also put the brothers and sisters, deacons and co-workers in your hand.
使我们的教会，使我们大家都能够心意更新而变化。
May we, church and everybody in the church,We will be renewed.
来荣耀你。
So that we can glorify you.
我们把有难处的和身体软弱的弟兄姐妹也交托在你的手中。
And we also give the brothers and sisters with troubles or bodily illness in your hands.
请你能够亲自的来解决，并且来医治他们。
Please, help and solve their problems.
安慰他们，坚固他们的信心。
Comfort them and secure their faith.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
我们这样的祷告祈求不配奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个身体呢，就是讲的是我们这个人，是我们这个整个这个人。
So, when we're talking about our body, it means the entire, the whole body.
我们的身体是由灵魂体组成的。
And our body is comprised of spirit, soul, and flesh.
这个是大家都是公认的。
Now we all can agree with this.
但是
，However，
基督教有些神学家
，Christians especially theologians，
有三种观点。
They have three points of view regarding this.
第一个呢叫做一元论。
The first one is called monism.
它这个意思就是说，这个。灵魂体，他们是合在一起的。
And this theory says spirit, soul, and body are one and intertwined and weaved.
它是一体。
It's all one.
那下面是个二元论。
The second one is dichotomy.
那它就是说，灵魂是合在一起，是不分离的。
What they say is spirit and soul are combined into one, they are inseparable.
他们跟体呢就组成了两体。
And coupled with the body, it's a two component.
第三个是三元论。
And the last but not least is trichotomy.
那就是灵魂体是独立的，他们是单独存在的，是三体。
They separate soul, spirit, and body individually, and they all exist individually. It's three elements.
华人教会长期以来都是相信这个三元论。
And it's almost been true always that the Chinese Christian community believe in the trichotomy.
我不知道我们这个教会是啊，这三个当中相信哪一个。
Now I don't know what we this church, which of these three theories we lean towards.
我以前也是相信三元论。
So in the past, I am a firm believer of the trichotomy.
但是现在越来越多的人都倾向于二元论。
But now more and more are leaning towards the dichotomy.
我也现在也相信二元论了。
So now I have also leaned heavily towards the dichotomy theory.
原因有很多。
Well, there are many reasons for this.
主要有一个原因。
But there is one main reason.
在圣经当中。
So in the Bible.
在整个圣经当中。
The entire Bible.
有关灵魂这个两个字呢，一共有986次。
There are 989 mentions regarding the words soul and spirit.
这个灵和魂呢，它常常可以交换使用。
And it's oftentimes interchanged.
而且呢，它的很多的含义呢，都是相同的。
And when they're interchanged, what they mean is the same.
它呢占到整个总数的91%-95%。
And then it's about 91%-95% of the Bible content.
好，我们来举两个例子。我们大家，我们还是请这个 Frank 的来念英文，大家看中文。
Okay, I will read in English. You guys follow along in Chinese. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
中文呢是讲有灵的活人。
So is in Chinese is literally the living person that possessed a spirit.
但是在原文和英文当中呢
，But in the original language and in the English translation,
讲的是 living soul.
It's talking about 活着的灵魂，
在活的活的灵魂
，right?
有魂的活人，有魂的活人。
The living person that has a soul.
我们再看一个。
And let's look at another.
这是大家很熟悉的，还是请你来念英文，
sure.
大家来看中文。
So the who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth?
中文的翻译呢说人是有灵的，这个灵呢是向上的。
So in the Chinese translation, it says, people possess spirit, and the spirit is transcends upwards.
这个兽呢，它是没有灵，它只有魂，它是向下的。
However, the beast does not have spirit, it has soul, and it goes downward.
但是呢，在原文和英文当中呢，它是翻译成什么呢？
But in the original language and in English, what do they translate into?
人是有灵的，是向上的。
It translates that the spirit of man goes upward.
兽也是有灵的，它是往下的。
And it's also the spirit of beast, but it goes downward.
这个灵跟魂，它有时候呢，它可以交换的，意思也是相同的。
So we do see the interchangeability of soul and spirit. It means the same and is oftentimes used to describe the same thing.
这个我们过去啊
，So in the past，
我们认为这个灵呢，它是主管我们跟神的交通。
We like to consider spirit as the governing agent to when communicating with God。
而且呢，它呢有良心，有直觉。
And then that the spirit has conscience, it possesses conscience and it possesses intuition.
但是呢，魂呢，在圣经当中的魂，它也有这个功能。
However, soul in the Bible also has this function.
过去认为魂呢是管我们人和跟管别人的关系。
So in the past, we often use soul to dictate the governing agent of interpersonal relationships.
但是在圣经当中我们看到
But we see in the Bible,
灵也有这个功能
Spirit also has this function.
这样的例子太多了
There are too many examples.
我希望我们大家呢能够好好地来学习一下
So I really hope that we will come together and learn properly.
我们大家一起来学习，一起来讨论，一起来提高。
To learn together, to experience together, and to comprehend together.
亚当夏娃在犯罪之前
So before Adam and Eve had sinned,
这个灵跟魂呢，它是一个非物质的东西。
Both the spirit and the soul are non-material part of human beings.
它是属于形而上的，是一个精神层面的，是看不见的。
So it's something that you cannot see, you cannot touch. It's in the realm of metaphysical.
灵魂呢，它呢是。我们现在不讲灵了，我们现在讲灵魂。灵魂有个功能，就是跟神发生关系，而且呢， 是啊，负责跟神的一个关系，跟神沟通。
So from here on out, we are not going to separate soul and spirit. We'll call it spirit soul. And spirit soul now is the main function that allows us to communicate with God and is responsible for maintaining our relationship with God.
灵魂呢，还有一个功能呢，它就是负责自己跟别人的关系。
And the other function of the spirit soul is the maintaining of relationships with other and ourselves.
这个就包括了，人性、本性、个性，包括了我们的意志、我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的习惯等等。
And this includes, you know, human nature, the characters, our will, our thought, our emotion, and our habits, and so forth.
我们人与人之间的交往是通过这个。
So, you know, our interpersonal relationship is maintained through this.
第三个就是体。
And thirdly is the body.
这个体呢，它是个载体，它是物质的。
This body is made of material mass, and it's treated as a carrier.
我们呢，就是用我们的这个跟这个外界发生交通。
And we use our body to have interactions with other physical mass and beings.
我们有眼睛
，so we have eyes,
可以看。
So we are able to see.
耳朵可以听。
We are able to hear through our ears.
鼻子可以闻。
And to smell through our nose.
舌头可以有味觉。
To taste with our tongue.
我们的这个身体，我们的皮肤有错觉。
And our skin enables touch.
这是跟外界发生关系。
And that is to connect with the world around us.
这个在座的人大概都很清楚。
So we all know this.
亚当夏娃犯罪之后
，But after Adam and Eve had sinned，
那么神的灵呢，就跟我们的人的灵魂就隔绝了。
What happened is that the spirit of God is now separated from our
过去呢，就认为过去认为这个我们的人灵死了。
In the past, it is often said that.Our soul or our spirit soul had died.
弟兄姐妹，灵魂死不死啊
？But brothers and sisters, does spirit or soul
死不死啊
die? Does it?
灵魂是不死的。
The soul and the spirit does.
信的人灵魂不死，不信的人灵魂也不死。
Whether or not you believe God or not, the spirit and the soul does not die.
我们在这个地方就讲，我们犯罪以后，我们的灵跟神，我们的神的灵跟我们的灵魂隔绝了。
But what we are saying here is that after we have sinned, we are our soul and spirit has been separated from the spirit of God.
另外一方面，犯罪以后，我们的灵魂这个魂的这个方面，我们全面的败坏了。
And furthermore, after the sin.Our soul has been corrupted.
我们人堕落成人性变成了罪性。
And after the fall, our human nature becomes sinful nature.
老我、旧人和肉体。
The old self, the old man, and our flesh.
我们人体成为一个犯罪的工具，而且也是一个受害者。
And then our body.Have become victims and fall prey, prone to being tools for crimes.
那么主耶稣道成肉身到世上来救赎我们。
So, but then when Jesus Christ became the flesh and came to this world to save us,
他是有三个阶段的。
And there are three stages for that.
主耶稣来到世上是分三个阶段来成就我们的。
So there are three stages that Jesus.Saves us when he came to down to earth.
第一个阶段，那就是
stage,
就是我们人得救了
，which is people are saved.
主在十字架上为我们死
，that Christ died on the cross for us.
使神的灵和我们人的灵魂恢复了关系。
So reconcile the Spirit of God with our humanly spirit soul.
这也称为因信称义。
And this is called justified by faith.
我们只要信。
All we need is to believe.
我们不要付任何代价，白白就可以得来。
And there are no price we need to pay, and we receive this by grace.
这个是救恩的第一个阶段。
And this is the fundamental of salvation.
第二个阶段就是人成圣。
And then the second stage is the sanctification of man.
我们人跟神恢复了关系，但是呢，我们的罪性、我们的老我、我们的旧人、我们的肉体仍然是存在的。
Even though the relationship between the Spirit of God and our spirit soul has been restored, however, our sinful nature, old self,And flesh is ever present.
我们在座的
those everyone here
都得救了。
We are all saved.
我们的老我还在不在
？But is our old self still here?
在不在
？Is it here?
声音大一点，在不在
？Yes.
阿门。
阿门。
但是我们大家再来看一下这节经文，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this together, this passage.
英文念，中文一起念。
Chinese English read together. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
这句话蛮重要的。
This is a very important statement.
非圣洁不能见神的面。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
No one will see the Lord unless they're holy.
我们在座的人圣洁不圣洁
？Well, let's ask ourselves: Are we holy?
圣洁不圣洁
？Are you holy?
啊
？So-so.
So-so. 还有没圣洁是吧
？Partially clean.
Partial.有没有说自己是完全的
？Anyone dare to proclaim that you're perfect?
主耶稣他救了我们，但是他要让我们在座的每个人都要能够见到主的面。
Jesus Christ has saved us, but His real intent is to wish for all of us to be able to see the Lord.
所以说他在继续地在成就我们。
So therefore, his salvation for us is a continuous work.
所以说他就大家一道来念，中英文一道来念。
Together, and he said to all, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
这个就叫做因行为称义。
And this is called justified by works.
我们得救的时候是靠因信称义，是随死啊。
When we were saved, we called.Saved by faith, but whose death?
谁死啊？耶稣死。
But it was the death of Jesus Christ.
因行为称义， and, 这个时候我们要让谁死啊
？But when we are talking about justified by work, whose death are we talking about here?
谁死啊
？Whose death?
我死。
Is our
老我死，肉体死，我们的肉体死。
It is the death of our old self. It is the death of our flesh.
这就要付代价了。
And this to achieve requires a price.
就是要天天背起十字架来跟从主。
Which is the price is carry your cross daily.
我们才能够成圣。
So, otherwise we would cannot become sanctified.
你看那是天天背啊。
Let's look here. It says daily.
你背了你就收手了，你背了就什么了？就 perfect 了。
Ah, so if you don't carry it, you're a so-so. But if you do carry it, then you become perfect.
如果你不背
，if you discard the carrying of the cross,
所以说我们要天天背。
That's why it's important.
这个是我们救恩的第二个阶段。
And this is the second stage of our salvation.
这个就是一个成圣。
And this is to become saints.
这个是。这个是终身的。
And this is a lifelong process.
我们从信主开始到见主的面，这个当中都是。
From the day we got saved to the day we see the Lord's again, this entire time is the sanctification process.
第三个阶段就是人体不朽。
And then the last stage is the human immortality.
这就是主耶稣再来的时候，我们死去的基督徒复活。
And this is when Jesus comes again. Those Christians who have died will be resurrected.
这个时候我们的身体就成为一个不朽的身体了。
And the new body we receive is a glorious form that it's non-perishable.
这个是救恩的第三个阶段。
And this is the third stage, which is the final stage of salvation.
到那个时候救恩才完成。
And it is when this stage that salvation is completed.
我们这些都是我们属灵知识的 ABC。
And these are the fundamentals of
大家都熟悉
spiritual knowledge.
大家都熟悉
everybody knows about this, or everybody ought to know about this.
我们再小结一下。
So let's give a small summarization.
得救
To be saved.
是因信称义，是主死，我们信耶稣就行了。
Saved through faith, Jesus Christ died.So we enter the virtual kingdom.
我们就可以进到虚臾的神国了。
Which is entering to the virtual kingdom.
什么叫 virtual 这个 kingdom 呢？我等一下解释。
So this virtual kingdom, I'll explain what it is later.
那么我们是靠主耶稣来恢复跟神的关系。
We relied on Jesus Christ to restore our relationship with God.The Lord.
这是一次，这一次。
And this is a one-time thing.
第二个呢，是人成圣。
Well, the second stage is the sanctification of men.
那是要因行为成圣，或者叫因行为称义。
And this is sanctified, saved through work.
这个时候呢，是我们死，是我们的老我死，但是我们要靠耶稣，也要我们自己要，也要有付上代价。
So sanctification by deeds, in other words, and though it is the old self and the flesh that dies, and we rely on Jesus to enter the kingdom of God.
然后进到实体的神国。
And this is how we enter the real kingdom of God.
这个我等一下再来解释。
And then what is the real kingdom of God? I'll explain later.
这个呢是靠主赐给我们的十字架。
And this is solely relying on the cross that the Lord gave us.
使我们圣洁进入神的国。
And through the cross, we can purify ourselves and enter the kingdom.
第三个就是人复活。
And then the third stage is the resurrection of people.
这个是三个阶段。
This is the summarization of the three
stages. 那么我现在来解释一下。
Well, let me explain.
这个虚臾的神国和实体的神国。
What is a virtual kingdom and what is a real kingdom?
在神学书上面是讲叫做已然的神国和未然的神国。
And in the theologians' books, it is described as the now kingdom and no it's
now Now kingdom of God.
Yeah, now kingdom of God, right.
然后
已然
未然
And then the not yet kingdom of God.
Good.
Thank you.
我这个是怎么样想到这个这个虚拟和实体的神国呢？
So how did I came up with these two terms, the virtual and then the real?
这个就是我们在疫情的时候，我们不能够到教会来聚会了。
Well, you know, during the pandemic, we cannot physically come to church.
我们在这个地方，今天我们在这个地方的崇拜叫什么崇拜？
So, but then, what do we call this worship right now that's taking place?
叫什么？叫实体崇拜。
Well, this is the real.
我们这个教会 close， 我们在家崇拜，在网上崇拜，这叫什么崇拜？
So when the church were closed and we were all attending Sunday worship online, what kind of worship would that call be called?
叫什么？
What is that
virtual,
called?
就是叫
virtual,
就叫虚拟的。
And it's very
虚拟的崇拜是不是崇拜？
But is virtual worshiping a real worship?
实体崇拜是不是崇拜？
And how is that compared to actual worship? Is that
他们有没有区别？
And is there a difference between the two?
有没有区别？有区别的。
There is indeed a difference between the two.
好，我们大家再来我们用我们大家一起来念
Let's read this together. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come, he answered themThe kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. The kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
神国有没有啊？
So is there a kingdom of God?
我们看这个神国有没有有没有神国现在？
So here right now, is there a kingdom of God?
有没有神国？
Is there one?
眼睛看得见吗？
But can we see it with our eyes?
这个神国在什么地方
？And where is it? What's the location of it?
在什么地方？在信主人的心里。
It is in the.
我们今天这些信主的人合在一起，就形成了什么？教会。
And so today, when we gather, we believers gather, we form church.
我们这个教会。神就在我们这个教会里面，这个神国就在我们的教会里面。
And this church that we form is also where the kingdom of God resides.
我们再来念一节经文。
Another passage.
那主导文，我们就是那几句话，我们大家一道来念。
The Lord's Prayer, Your kingdom come.
这个 kingdom 有没有？还有没有来啊
？So has the kingdom come yet?
有没有来啊
？Is it here?
来没来
？Is it here?
我们愿他来，愿他来的意思是还没来，是不是这个意思啊
？So when we ask, "May your kingdom come," in the asking form, it implies that it's not here yet.
第一段经文讲的是虚臾的神国。
So that's why the first passage in Luke talks about the virtual.
第二段经文讲的是实体的神国。
And the later passage talks about the actual.
我们今天我们都在神国里，只是一个虚拟的神国。
So today we are all indeed in the kingdom of God. It's just a virtual kingdom of God.
但是我们已经尝到了神国的滋味了。
But we have already, nonetheless, have a taste of what the kingdom is.
没有得救的人，他就进不了虚臾的神国。
Those who are not saved are unable to enter the virtual kingdom of God.
他也进不了那个实体的神国。
And neither can he or she enter the real kingdom of God.
得救的人
and the believers,
他进入了虚拟的生活
are now have entered the virtual kingdom of God.
如果他成圣的话
and if he or she successfully sanctified,
他可以进入实体的生活
he or she may also enter the real kingdom.
如果一个得救的人
however, if a believer,
他没有成圣
did not sanctify,
他就不能够进入到实体的生活。
He or she will not be able to enter the actual kingdom of God.
我等一下再讲这个。
And we'll talk about this later.
刚才讲的那个，我们现在疫情很严重，我们想到一个地方去。
So now, with the pandemic kind of rising again, if we want to go somewhere,
你必须首先你要拿到护照、签证，要拿到飞机票。
Well, what you need to do first, you got to get the visa, your passport, and you got to have a plane ticket.
但是你像在现在这种情况下，你能不能够去呢？
But in this condition right now, are you able to go?
可不可以去啊？
What do you guys think?
不行。
Maybe not.
为什么呢？你这个时候你需要再做核酸检验，你必须要没有症状，你必须要打过疫苗。
Because now today's condition, you also have to have a COVID test, and you have to have no symptoms, and you have to have vaccine cards.
当你感到，当你健康了。他才允许你上飞机，才允许你到你想去的地方。
And if you are perfectly healthy, then you are allowed to board the plane and go to wherever it is you want to go.
我们现在的人就是已经拿到了护照，拿到了这个签证，也拿到机票了。现在我们就等我们自己是不是能够健康。
Good. So now for believers, we have passport, we have visa.We do have the plane ticket. It's just whether or not are we healthy to actually enter the real kingdom of God.
这个呢，比喻不一定很恰当。
No, it's great.
但是呢，可以让大家呢，能够好好的能够思想一下。
So I might not hit the nail right on with this example, but I really want everyone to really think about this hard.
我们现在是属于救恩的哪一个阶段
？So what stage in the salvation are we in now？
在哪一个阶段？第几啊
？The second.
Second. Okay.
嗯哼。
好，我们再来念两节经文。
So let's read two more passages.
一道念。
Let's read it together. And then have fallen away to restore them again to repentance.Since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt.
再念一节，一道念。
And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
第一节经文。
So the first passage, Hebrews.
你信了主了。
So you believe in God.
你要是离弃了正道的话
，But if you have fallen far from the truth.
第二种人
，The second type.
这种人呢，他根本就没有信主。
Those who would never even be considered to have believed in the Lord to begin with.
我们今天啊，在座的。
So everybody here.
有真正信主的。
There are some that truly believed.
有的是信主了，信的还不够。
There are some that are working up to the true belief.
有的是还没信。
And there are some that just haven't really committed to believe.
在这里， 提醒大家。
Therefore, I'd like to remind everyone.
这上面讲革命尚未成功。
This talks about the revolution.
诸位呢还需努力。
Everyone still need to work hard.
但是我们现在改，得救还没有成功。
So now we modify it.
我们弟兄姐妹还需努力。
You have not succeeded in sanctification. There are more hard work to be done.
我们现在虽然得救了。
So even though we are saved now.
我们还需要成圣。
But we need to be sanctified.
成圣了才能见主的面。
And only through sanctified.
才能够得神的赏赐。
Unless you're sanctified, you will not be able to see the Lord and receive rewards from Him.
主耶稣为什么还没来？
So why isn't Jesus, the second coming Jesus here?
他就是要让我们能够更圣洁或更加圣洁。
It's because He wants us to become more and more sanctified.
而且让那些还没有是没有真正信主的人，还有机会重新再。认罪悔改，再重新的再得救。
And for those that have not believed or believe but not truly believe, to still have a chance to repent again and renew their faith.
然后成圣，最后见主面。
So that they can be sanctified in order to see God.
再用一个现在比较时髦的话。
All right. Well, let's talk. Let's use a more up to current terms.
不要躺平了。
Don't lie flat.
我们大家真是在神的话的面前，我们要谦卑。
So we all really need to humble ourselves before the Lord's word, God's words.
好，我们再来讲，将身体献上，当成活祭。
So now we're going to talk about how do we offer our body as a living sacrifice.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul says to us.
我们信了主了。
After believing in the Jesus.
但是我们仍然有的地方是得罪了神，得罪了人。
But we're still, there's some part of us that's still offensive to God and other people.
大家承认吧。
Do we all agree and admit?
承认不承认?
Do we admit?
因此呢，你承认了，那么我们今天来教会呢，我们就不能空手来。
So if you admit to that, then we should never come to church empty-handed.
我们就要献祭。
We ought to offer.
因为献祭呢，是神所喜悦的。
Because offering is what pleases God.
我们献什么祭啊?
But what do we offer?
我们要把我们的全身都要献上。
Well, what we offer is our entire body.
这包括了人的灵魂体。
That includes the spirit, soul.
包括了我们的心思、情感和意志。
And it also includes our mind, emotion, will and our
包括了我们的时间、金钱和才干。
And this also includes our time, our money, and our talents.
活祭
living sacrifice.
主不要我们献上死祭。
No, God never likes a dead sacrifice.
神他有时候他也讲了，他不喜欢这个祭，因为那个祭是死的。
And he says it himself that he displeases him to receive dead sacrifice.
因为呢，主耶稣已经为我们死了。
This is because Jesus Christ has already died for us.
而且我们也跟主呢同死、同埋葬、同复活了。
And then that we have all died with Christ and have buried our old self.
我们每个人都有神的新的生命。
So we all have the new life of Christ.
什么叫做活祭?
Then what classifies?
神就是要把我们的新生命要交给主。
What classifies a living sacrifice? It is the giving of our new life.
交在神的手中。
To give and entrust the new life into God's hand.
让我们为神而活。
And so that we live for God.
要活出神的生命出来。
And then we live through our living, we exemplify God's life.
身体的线上是看得见的。
So you know it is observable when you offer your body as a sacrifice.
我们大家一起来念这两节经文。一道，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。我们信主要因信称义，但
for us to who believe in God, we are.Just about we're saved by faith.
但是我们成圣，我们要有行为来称义。
But to really become sanctified, we need deeds and actions to be saints.
你说你有信心，你说你有爱，你说你把身体献上了，你没有行为，那不是空的吗？
Well, when you say you have love, you said you have faith, and you said that you offered, but.Without measurable deeds, it's all empty words.
讲个小故事。
So there's a story to tell you.
有一头牛，有一只猪，有一只鸡。
So there was a cow, a pig, and a chicken.
他们早上呢散步。
So these three animals taking a walk in the morning.
经过了。一个教会
and they have passed a church.
那个教会呢，里面有人在做早餐
and someone's making breakfast in the church.
他们是为晨祷会做早餐的
and the breakfast is made for the morning prayer group.
那个鸡呢，就跟那个猪讲，叫猪二哥。
So, the chicken said to the pig,
我们能不能也做点早餐呢？
Hey, how about we make some breakfast?
那个猪说好啊。
So the pig agreed.
那做什么呢？
So what do we do? What do we make?
那个鸡就讲，
So the chicken said,
我多下几个蛋。
So I'll lay a couple more eggs.
那个牛呢，你多挤点奶。
And then, so the cow, well, is it the cow? Yeah, cow will produce more milk.
这个猪二哥，你就在身上割点肉。
But Mr. Pig, we need you to shave off some slices of your pork belly.
那个牛呢就说好啊。
So the cow said, yeah.
我同意啊。
Sure, man.
那个猪呢就说那怎么行啊。
Well, the pig immediately said,
你们那个蛋和那个牛奶多挤一点就行了，你割我身上的肉是要我的命的。
Right, so the pig said, no way, man. I mean, you know, eggs and milk, you just produce a little more.
哎，这个不行不行。
But, you know, to give some pork belly, it'll be the end of me. No way.
好笑吧。
So is this funny?
实际上，这就是我们教会的一个写照。
But you know, funny as it is, but it is a true description of church.
我们很多人的奉献就跟那个鸡、跟那个牛一样。
A lot of the people's offering are just like the chicken or the cows.
不关痛痒的。
You know, it doesn't hurt that much.
都是身外之物。
It is others. It's conveniently given.
真正要侍奉的是要付上代价的。
But those who are really to serve is to pay price.
我们一般的教会啊。
So a normal church.
所有的教会。
Or how about this? All of the church.
有三种人。
There are three types of members.
有一种人呢，有一种人。
So there's the first type.
什么事也不做。
They do nothing.
第二种人呢，参与了一点呢，不愿意多做。
The second type is they do some things, but they never want to take up more things.
第三种人呢，是什么都愿意做。
And then the last type is they are willing to do anything.
你们觉得这三种人哪一种人蒙福啊？
Well, so among these three types, which type do you think are the most blessed?
哪种人蒙福啊？声音大点。我喜欢跟大家有点互动啊。
Yeah, I want some interaction, guys.
那么我们是属于哪一种人啊？
But then ask yourself, which type are you, or me?
第二个
，So second point，
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Do not imitate this world, only change by renewing your mind.
我们为什么不要效法这个世界
？And why should we not imitate the world？
因为这个时代没有神。
Because this day and age is godless.
这个时代是注重物质的。
And this age focuses on material.
这个时代是以我为中心的。
And this age is narcissistically self-centered.
我们请Frank， 你来念这个节经文。
中文还英文？中文还英文？
英文。
OK。John chapter 17, verse 16. They are not of this world, just as I am not of this world.
主耶稣在上十字架之前，主耶稣呢跟神在祷告，跟天父在祷告。
So before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他是说他们不属这个世界。
And what he said was that they are not of this world.
他们指的是谁？
And who is he referring as them?
指的是信耶稣的人。
He is referring to those who believe
Jesus
himself.
如我不属世界一样，这个我指的是谁？
And then just as I am not of this world, now who is he referring to as I?Jesus Christ.
指的是耶稣自己。
And it's Jesus referring to himself.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒跟基督都不属于这个世界。
So brother and sisters, clear fact, neither Christians nor Jesus are of this world.
我们每一个属基督的人，我们已经有从世界已经分别出来了。
All that believe.In Christ and belongs to Christ, we have already been separated from the world.
我们怎么样才能够不效法这个世界呢？
But then, so being separated from the world, how do we not imitate the world?
弟兄姐妹啊，我们不要想改变这个不属于我们的这个世界。
Let's forget about trying to change the world that does not belong to us.
我们要看重属天的和属灵的事情。
And we ought to only focus on that believing to the heavens and belonging to the spirits.
我们要背起我们的十字架。
And we should carry up our cross.
我们要改变自己。
And we ought to change ourselves.
让别人看到我们的改变。就像见到了主耶稣一样。
So that when others see the change, the renewal of us, it's almost as if they saw the Jesus, life of Jesus themselves.
就像见到耶稣一样。
And just as they have saw Jesus themselves.
就信耶稣了，就跟从耶稣了，就侍奉耶稣了。
And so that they will believe, follow Jesus.
我们要变是变自己。
So what we need to change is ourselves.
然后再来改变这个世界。
Then with that renewal, we will be able to change the world.
我们不是要改变这个世界，最后再来改变我们自己。
It is not the other way around where we change the world first, then work towards changing ourselves.
什么是心意更新而变化
？So what am I referring to at when I mentioned the mind renewal？
当我们悔改认主，我们信主的时候
，So when we repent and believe in the Lord，
我们的人，我们的心是有了第一次的改变。
That is when the first ever change took place。
那就叫做悔改。
And that is repentance。
我们接受了这个救恩还不算更新。
So, but then receiving salvation does not count for renewal。
只有接受了并悔与改才算更新。
It's only when you accept salvation and you repent that is and reform that is renewing。
人生命的改变是借着心思的更新而改变的。
So the change in a person's life is through renewing.
心思的更新是非常重要的一件事。
And then so this mind renewal is a very crucial.
人的心思更新多少，人的生命也就更新了，就改变了多少。
So your life.The change, the renewal of your life is directly proportional to the renewal of your mind.
心意的更新有两个层次。
And there are two levels to the mind renewal.
第一个就是什么呢
？What is the first one?
就是以个人为中心。
First is the focus on the individual entity.
弟兄姐妹啊
，So brothers and sisters，
我们第一个阶段是以个人为中心。
So the first level is individual.
我讲的是基督，我讲的是基督徒。
And what I'm referring here are Christians.
我们大家为什么要信耶稣啊
？So why do we all came and believe Jesus？
是以我为中心的。
And we came to believe Jesus because it's based on the self-centered.
因为呢，信耶稣可以得永生。
Because believing in Christ,
因为信耶稣可以解决困难。
Because believing Christ solves my problems,
可以得到帮助。
And you get help,
可以医治疾病。
There will be healing.
这个是无可厚非的。
Well, this is non-deniable.
都是那是信耶稣一开始是为自己的。
So, but then it is indeed when we first believe in Christ, we did it for ourselves.
但是问题是在于，我们长时间的都是停留在这个阶段就有问题了。
But the more important note is if we stayed in this mental stage for a prolonged time, now we have a problem.
因为这个阶段实际上是以我为中心。
Because all of this, when you remain in this phase, you are.Focusing on yourself.
主只是一个仆人，他来满足我们的要求。
And you're treating our Lord instead like a slave to satisfy our needs.
有一个作者叫 Michael Holden， 他写了一本书，叫做《没有基督的基督教》。
So, Christless.Christianity is a book written by an author, Michael Horton.
这个教会它有个特点。
And he had
有一些特点。
At this church?
这种切记。
Oh, okay. This it describes a type of church.
教会是兴旺的，主日教会崇拜是座无虚席的。
Uh-huh. And it's full packed with people inside. Oh, okay. The church seems to be thriving and it's packed with people.
衡量所有的事情是根据我们的快乐。
And to everything measured is based on the happiness of the people.
不是神的圣洁。
And it's not measured by the holiness of God.
他们也讲耶稣。
They also talk about Christ.
但是不讲罪人
，But they don't talk about sin.
他们呢，只是需要有一个教练。
They only want a theme of a church.
不需要
coach.
他不需要救世主。
But then they do not need a savior.
主耶稣是挂在嘴上的。
So Jesus Christ our Lord is just a slogan that they say.
但是做主的是自己。
But who is truly the Lord is themselves, are themselves.
他说了一个非常重的话。
And then he said something that's rather heavy.
大家看一下。
Let's look at it together.
以己为中心的基督徒就是没有基督的基督徒。
A self-centered Christian is a Christian without Christ.
以己为中心的教会就是没有基督的基督教会。
And a self-centered church is a Christian church without Christ.
这个是蛮严重的。
This is pretty heavy.
我们要到第二个层次去。
So we need to move on to the second level.
那是以神为中心。
And that is centered around God.
美国有一个调查员叫 George Barna.
George Barna is an American investigator.
他做了两个调查。
And he had made two investigations.
第一个调查呢，他是跟有宗教有关的方面做了一个调查。
So the first investigation he have conducted was related to religion.
那就是已经重生的基督徒跟那个非基督徒呢，只有九个项目是有明显的这个区别。
So a true born again Christian and those who are non-believers, there are 9 aspects are clearly different.
那么他第二个调查呢，就是跟那个非宗教的方面做了一个调查。
And then so the second investigation he did was non-religion related.
那么他就发现了基督徒跟非基督徒呢，没有根本的区别。
And he had found that there is basically no difference between Christians and non-believers.
这个也是个很严重的事。
And this is something that is pretty serious.
弟兄姐妹，我们信了主，我们有没有改变啊？
So brothers and sisters, when after we believe in God, is there any change, measurable change in us?
我告诉大家一个方法来检验一下。
So let me tell you a way to test yourself.
你信主了以后
so after you believe in Christ,
你有没有跟你的家人改善关系
Is your relationship with your family members better?
有没有跟父母改善关系
Is your relationship with your parents better?
跟你的子女改变关系
Is your relationship with your offspring better?
夫妻的关系是不是改善了
How?Is there a relationship improvement between husband and wife?
你跟邻舍，你跟同事，你跟你的同学，你跟教会的弟兄姐妹，有没有改善关系？
How about that with your neighbors?
大家想想。
Think about that.
如果你有好的改变，你真是在成圣的道路，你进了一步了。
If any of those relationships mentioned have been improved,then you are indeed on the road of sanctification.
实际跟这些人的关系的改变就看出来你跟神的关系有没有改变。
And really, the relationship with these groups that I've mentioned is really, you can directly scale it up and see your relationship with God.
以神为中心的就是十足满足。
If you are centered around God, then you are satisfied, and you're trying to satisfy God.
我们有没有，我们来了教会或者在家里头，有没有使主的心意得到满足呢？
So we come to church, but are we really satisfying God, truly?
我们今天来到教会。
And we are here to church today.
我们是使我自己满足呢，还是使神的心意满足呢？
Are we pleasing ourselves or are we pleasing God?
刚才 George Norton 他也讲了。
And then so George Norton said another.
很多人以为自己已经重生了。
So a lot of people think that they really born again.
实际绝不然。
But that is not, that is far from fact.
他们以为自己会进天国。
They thought they would enter the kingdom of heaven.
实际绝不然。
But they are not.
好，我们再讲最后一个啊。
So lastly,
查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So how to discern the will of God and what is good and what is acceptable and considered perfect?
神的旨意有三个特点。
So there are three main characteristics of God's will.
这就是。善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
What which is good, pure and whole and
perfect.
Perfect.
那么，我们将身体献上。
So when we present our body,
是明白神旨意的基础。心意更新是明白神旨意的条件。
So when we offer our body, that only means that we understood God's will. But when we renew, and then when we renew our mind, that is the condition for understanding God's will.
我们请你念中文。
Sure.
两段都念。
Okay.然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道这因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。哥林多前书二章十四节。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他是谁。以弗所书一章十七节。
神的旨意，属灵的事，是需要更新的心思来领会的。
And so God's will in spiritual matters, it requires a renewed heart to comprehend.
灵里的启示也是需要我们更新的心思来明白的。
And then the revelation in the spirit also requires a renewed mind to understand.
如果我们不能够把我们全身献上，
If we are unable to sacrifice our entire being,
我们就没有办法心意更新而变化。
We will never be able to.Renew of the mind and achieve change.
就不能够领会神的旨意。
And therefore, we will never understand God's will.
即使领会了，也不会准确。
Or even if you think you understood God's will, it is incorrect.
今天我谈了一下，就是灵魂体。
So I talked about spirit, soul, and body. Today,
也谈到了主耶稣成就的三个阶段。
And then I talked about what Jesus, the three stages of Jesus' goal to fulfill, the fulfillment.
重点是第二个阶段。
And then the most important, the key one, is the second stage.
那就是要我们在座的，我们要成圣。
It is the requirement of all of us here to be sanctified.
这样我们才能够见到主面。
And that is the...Only guarantee to see God's face.
我们不能躺下。
We cannot lie flat.
那么我们怎么做呢？
But what should we do?
就是说我们要把我们的全身献上。
Well, first, give and sacrifice all of you to God.
而且让我们能够心意更新而变化。
And allow the renewal of our heart and mind.
像耶稣一样。
And then to strive to be like Jesus.
这样我们才能够 认识神的旨意。
And only through that we will be able to recognize and understand God's will.
好，我们大家一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢主，通过今天的信息，使我们信主的人认识到。
Thank you, Lord, through today's message, so that those believe understand that.
得救仅仅是开始。
Salvation, believing is only the mere beginning.
我们还有漫长的成圣之路要走。
But we have a lifelong road of sanctification to go.
这样将来见你面的时候。
So that when we see you face to face again one day,
才能够彰显基督的圣洁。
That we might show the holiness and purity of a Christian in Christ.
荣耀主的名。
And we may glorify Christ's name.
我们今天来到教会，
we come to church today.
是要把部分的奉献转为全身的奉献。
Is to really want to change our partial sacrifice to a full committed sacrifice.
我们来教会是要我们的心意更新而变化。
We come to church only for the renewal of our mind and our heart.
从以个人为中心转为以神为中心。
We want to shift from a self-centered starting point to a God-centered point.
我们来教会是要查验何为神的旨意。
And we are here to discern what is the will of God.
从不顺服神的话转变成顺服神的话。
To a disobeying, to a bold obeying person.
我们今天来了教会，是要从主使我们满足，转变成我们使神的心意得到满足。
We come to church today to really want to transfer from the mentality of how Jesus can satisfy me to how I can satisfy God.
将一切的荣耀归给神。
And we give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.